of all the worlds in the cosmos, of all the wretched backwaters and stinking bolt holes where we might have found you, the planet Gardezza, not one spot of dry land, just an unending, thick soup of a foul-smelling ocean they called the Viscoid. Oh, well named. Oh, you would have to be there, wouldn't you? But then it would seem there are no depths to which we will not sink in this time war.
We scored two hits, but the Daleks are firing at our braves, my chieftain.
I know. But Glortz is the wisest of warriors. He led them deep as soon as he could. Neither the Daleks nor their fire will reach his raiding party now. Any news on the object?
Should we break comm silence?
There's no value in secrecy for now. The Daleks are in pursuit. Glortz, it's Nias. Do you read me?
We have it.
Is it safe?
Well, whatever it is, it hasn't blown up in our faces yet.
Get back here now. Take the Lasaru Trench. The Daleks will never track you there. Return to comm silence. I'm on my way. Make all speed. Osen.
This had better
meet be me at the Lasaru airlock.
I don't have the
then
time.
Then make time, Osen.
We agreed that the primary project would take precedence over
this is
all.
Your chieftain commanding you, dear Osen.
Very well.
Capsule has been taken. Gardezzans have evaded our attack force and have disappeared from our ranger scopes.
Continue monitoring. Increase transceiver power to maximum.
You made a good time, Osen.
How could I resist when our chieftain intends to risk everything for another miracle fallen from the skies?
Glortz and his braves should be through Lasaru and into the airlock any moment now.
Assuming they're still in one piece.
None of our readings have shown the object to contain explosives, Osen.
Let me put it as simply as I can, Nias. All we know about the Daleks is that they are creatures of war. When an off-world ship crashes into our ocean and they want to salvage something from it, what else could it be but a weapon?
That's what I intend to find out.
Find out? at the risk of destroying everyone sheltering from Dalek occupation down here.
We risk destruction every day.
And you want to hasten that?
Must you force me to say aloud what we both know in our hearts? That the Daleks have already beaten us. That there is no hope.
You really believe that?
Don't you?
But I thought that if the primary project...
And what chance is there of it actually succeeding? Hmm? Admit it. We are working in the dark with no real hope of success.
But I am...
And it is because of that, Osen, I must take risks. To take any chance to reverse the inevitable. For the Gardezans to achieve the impossible and prevail against the Daleks.
What do you hope this object contains?
I have no idea, only hope itself. Here they come.
My chieftain, Olsen.
Well, have you got the damn thing?
Patience, Olsen. Bring it through!
Well, if it were a bomb, I imagine it would have gone off by now.
When you've finished being smug, perhaps you could use those scientific skills we hear so much about and scan it.
Well, if it has explosives in it, they're not of a kind we've ever encountered.
How do we get it open?
Wait. Wait. Listen.
What is it?
Olsen? It's a heartbeat.
Yeah, a heartbeat?
A double heartbeat.
Double? Two creatures in there?
I have heard it said that the sworn enemies of the Daleks have two hearts.
The Time Lords? If it weren't for them fighting the Daleks, we wouldn't be under occupation and our people wouldn't need...
But some say if it weren't for the Time Lords, the Daleks would have taken the cosmos long ago. If this object contains a living Time Lord, a sworn enemy of the Daleks, then...
Then this Time Lord might help us.
Open it.
My chieftain, with respect, it could be a Dalek trick. A device rigged to sound like a Time Lord heartbeat, which is actually one of those plague capsules they fired into the seabed when we were...
Then we should take it back up and destroy it.
No. Olsen, remember what I said about risks. Force it open.
No need.
Olsen!
There's an opening mechanism just here.
Oh, Cal.
Not a trick, then.
Oh. And so far.
Are you a Time Lord?
Well, are you?
No, dear, you don't seem awfully friendly, do you?
Answer the question.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I heard it. What was it again?
All right, Glortz. We believe you to be a Time Lord.
You do? That's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Because I am. Could you give me a hand out of this contraption?
Help him, Glortz.
My chieftain.
There we go, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Now, where am I?
In trouble.
Oh, really? That's a shame. Why would that be?
You're on the Dalek-occupied world of Gardezza.
Daleks? Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And there was I thinking I'd escape from them.
You were a prisoner of the Daleks?
Well, one doesn't usually have to escape when one is a guest, does one? Who are you? I'm generally known as the Doctor, by the way.
This way, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Neas. Now, that's impressive. You're using the force of the Biscoid to power a transportation network.
Correct. These seabed bases used to be for our storage and energy distribution needs. When the Daleks invaded...
You retreated down here, of course. As I say, impressive. Where are you taking me?
Doctor.
Yes? Huh.
Your reputation precedes you somewhat.
Does it? Oh, does it really? I'm afraid I have made a bit of a name for myself. myself, however unwillingly.
There are tales of your having visited this world centuries ago, before the war.
Oh, really? Well, I visited so many worlds.
And before the Daleks invaded, some who took refuge on our planet told tales of how the Doctor was the greatest enemy of the Daleks.
Guilty as charged. They do seem to have rather a thing about me, I have to confess. Ah, you're wondering if I can help you. That's it, isn't it?
Well, yes.
My dear lady, of course, of course. I shall humbly give whatever help I can.
Alert! Report! Time Lord life signs are now being detected beneath the Viscoid seabed. Locate and monitor that heartbeat!
Please, step inside, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. And you still haven't told me where you're taking me.
Set destination, Glortz.
Where, my chieftain?
Where else?
Nias, are you sure?
Trust is a risk too, Osen, and we must take it.
Very well.
As you command, my chieftain.
My goodness, this thing moves at quite a lick, doesn't it?
You're impressed by our primitive technology, then?
Technological mastery is entirely subjective, my dear Osen. I admire what you've achieved here. How long would it take to traverse the entire seabed network?
Just a few hours.
God, breathtaking. But what is this mysterious destination you're being so coy about?
You'll see soon enough. Oh, and when we arrive...
Yes?
We would ask you to keep your voice down.
Oh, really? How mysterious. I must say, this all sounds rather exciting.
This way, please, Doctor.
Yeah, of course. What's that sound?
Follow me.
And now, look up.
How far up does it go?
We're about as deep as we can be here. This shaft leads right up to the seabed.
Why?
We're now directly beneath the ruins of our capital city.
Ruins? Oh, destroyed by the Daleks, I suppose.
And now their command ship sits astride it like a great bloated triumphant beast mocking us.
Oh, I see. And you intend to...
To destroy it. Yes, Doctor.
May I ask how?
Trace on Time Lord heartbeat failing. Subject is moving out of range.
The Time Lord is moving deeper. Increase power. Triangulate readings immediately!
Readings indicate the Time Lord is at a depth of 2,000 units, directly below this command ship.
No need to speak quietly now.
Where
we
are...
We're about to find out. Are you sure about this, my chieftain?
Need you ask. Open the door.
Very well.
Oh, impressive security.
Please, Doctor, enter.
Of course. If you're sure.
This way...
A your laboratory?
No doubt you find all this highly primitive, Doctor.
Oh, you really shouldn't disparage yourself or your achievements, Olson. What you have here demonstrates some highly advanced thinking and a quite remarkably multifarious scientific skill set.
She's always telling us how clever she is.
She's probably telling the truth, Glotz.
And yet Olson is, as she well knows, playing with fire.
I have taken every precaution.
And groping in the dark.
I know what I'm doing.
And yet the Dalek command ship is still in one piece. Every day more of my braves die. Soon the Daleks will be upon us.
All right. That's enough, Glotz. Please.
My chieftain.
Olson, show the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Show me what?
Olson.
Very well. You see over there?
Where? Oh, the large metal containers, like a vat or something.
That's the one.
What's inside it?
Keep looking.
My, my. And what have we revealed here?
It's an alien artifact we discovered by accident when we took refuge down here. We were digging new tunnels.
We estimate it crashed and buried itself in the seabed at least 5 centuries ago.
5 centuries, eh? That long? Well, time is relative. I wonder how it got here exactly. Come on! Come on! Where's that power reserve? I know you're there!
Oh,
no!
Recognize the object? Doctor?
I'm sorry? No, not at all. What exactly is it?
We're not sure, but it contains an enormously powerful energy source.
Does it? Does it really?
It's what we're going to use to destroy the Dalek command ship.
Really? Fascinating.
If we can work out how to control it.
And how do you intend to do that, Olson?
My work so far has revealed that the energy within the object is slowly, somewhat erratically, building to, well, to an explosion.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
We're counting on that. And it's infinitely more powerful than any explosives we could manufacture.
So, yes, the sealed hatchway behind it. The large booster array secured either side of the object.
Yes?
Yes, you've attached the boosters to the object. You plan to open the hatchway to what I presume is a tunnel which links to the shaft beneath the Dalek command ship. Am I right so far? I think I am. And then?
And then?
You're going to fire that thing at the Dalek command ship in the hope that it will blow it up.
You think that's funny?
I suppose it has occurred to you what might happen if you fire this thing at the Dalek ship before it goes critical.
Enlighten us, Doctor.
It might, in fact, not explode. And simply making a big dent in the Dalek saucer hull probably isn't going to do anything except upset the Daleks.
Of course I know that. That's precisely the reason we haven't launched the thing yet. I have to be sure I can predict the energy buildup inside the object.
Without knowing what it is, I imagine that'll be nigh on impossible.
Except that I'm certain I'm on the verge of a breakthrough.
Then she's been on that verge for the last 300 days.
Oh, that's unfair, Glotz. Olson has been working extremely hard. Anyone can see that. What she's achieved here is tremendous. What you've all done. Hold up down here is, well, I must say, I admire your determination and fortitude. You know, many give up when faced with the insurmountable odds involved in fighting the Daleks, but you people, you noble Galdezans, you just keep on fighting. Well done, I say, well done.
We gain strength from our tradition of family.
Oh, really? Oh, yes, that's good.
Each Gardesan fights to guarantee the survival of their loved ones.
Mmm, Most commendable.
My bonded partner died during the Dalek invasion.
Oh, that's a pity, isn't it?
Now I fight for the life of my beloved son, Kaya. He's so brave.
Oh, I bet he is. Yes, look, please, excuse me. I'm afraid my crash landing in that capsule is catching up on me. I'm really, oh dear. Oh, I'm really rather fatigued.
Yes, of course. You must be. You must have been through quite an ordeal yourself.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't. I escaped my stricken ship after it was attacked by the Daleks. All my comrades died horribly. Horribly. It was frankly really awful. And now, well, is there any possibility I could...
Rest?
Oh, yes, that would be lovely.
Of course, of course. But, Doctor...
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's me.
Do you think you can help us? Help Osem
to... My dear Neos, when I'm refreshed, I'm absolutely certain I'll be able to rectify the situation.
Rectify? You're that sure?
Oh, yes. My mind just needs to recharge itself, as it were.
Of course. But, Neos, we maybe don't have time to...
Oh, yes. Even now, I can sense... Yes, I can sense a vague memory. Something, yes.
Yes, what?
I'm sure this device is familiar to me in some way.
In what way?
Well, that's just the thing, you see. I don't remember.
Can't you try harder?
Osen!
No, I understand her impatience. But I know my own Time Lord mind. If it is rested, I'm sure the memories will flood back. And we'll have a solution in no time.
But I don't think we...
Family is important to me too, you know, Osen. Oh, yes. And I have lost many close to me during this terrible war. Your words about your son have touched me quite deeply. And I'm quite determined to do my best for you. For all of you.
Of course, Doctor. Glortz, escort him to one of the rooms in
You don't
the...
have anything on one of the lowest levels, do you?
What?
It's not that I'd feel safer there and be able to sleep all the better.
Of course. Of course. Glortz, the dormitory section abandoned by the shaft workers?
I know it. This way, please, Doctor.
You have my gratitude, Chieftain Neos. My chieftain.
Glortz will stand guard outside your quarters. Let him know the moment you are rested.
Yeah, of course.
Lead the way, Glortz.
You trust him? Well, do you?
I choose to, yes.
You mean because you have no choice?
You don't trust him?
He seems to think he knows something. Let's hope we can afford to wait for him to have his precious snooze.
He's been through a lot. He's fought the Daleks for much of his life, by all accounts. They nearly got him this time. I believe he deserves our patience and respect.
Let's hope you're right, Neos. Let us hope you're right.
In here. I will wait outside.
No, you're too kind, Glortz. The embrace of Morpheus awaits.
The what?
Never mind. You don't like me, do you, Glortz?
I obey my chieftain's orders.
Very laudable. Very comfortable.
Do not sleep for too long, Time Lord. The fate of my people cannot wait forever.
The fate of your people, as if I cared one jot for a race of skulking amphibian boars. There you are, reserve power. Now, if I could just perform a neat little temporal slingshot. Yes! Yes, this is it! Ah, damn you! No! No, how could you do this to me? We're sinking into a temporal whirlpool, you idiots! Spiraling endlessly back in time.
What?
Oh, no! No, you can't!
Oh, yes, very good. An ingenious maneuver. Extract me by transmat beam while my TARDIS's defenses were down.
Silence!
Silence? Why don't you just exterminate me?
Intelligence reports confirm that a Time Lord is linked to his TARDIS by symbiotic nuclei.
Hardly worth my denying, I'm sure. So?
So, we will give you the means to locate your TARDIS.
That's uncharacteristically generous of you. What do you get in return for this act of altruism?
In return, you will reveal all the secrets of your TARDIS, and we will allow you to serve the Daleks.
Oh, yeah, well, how can I possibly refuse such a kind offer? Well, it seems I really did need 40 winks.
Now then.
What is it? Is that all the rest you need?
Yes, I'm quite rested. Glord's quite rested. There is, however, just one thing.
What?
Something in here.
What? In there?
It's something that I think might change everything.
What?
Come and have a look.
I can't see anything.
Look. Just here. You can see it reflected in my eyes. Look.
Your eyes? But
look into my eyes.
But look into your eyes?
I am the master.
You are the master.
And you will obey me.
I will obey you.
Good. Now, take me to the shaft beneath your crushed capital city and the Dalek command ship. I made a mental note of the location, so I know it can't be far from here.
No, not far from here.
Splendid.
Lead the way. There's a good fellow.
Recording. Day 249. We wait the doctor's help. He says he recognizes this device. In the meantime, I'm running another series of readings. There seems to be a further increase in the object's power output. Quite a considerable increase. There's what looks like a localized field of energy around it now. That's new. I'm taking the handheld reader and I'm moving closer. Oh. I'm not sure what's happening, but everything's, I don't know. The timestamp is changing. It seems to be doing something, something connected with time. The chronometers are ticking backwards and forwards, completely erratic. Ah! My hand! Ah! What the hell was... My hand! My hand! The outer tissue, it seems to have generated. Aged. Get me Chieftain Nias, now.
Olsen, what is it?
Something's happened.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Nias, I need the doctor. Now, please.
You seem to have stopped. So, Glortz, where are we now, exactly?
The platform lift has brought us to the top of the shaft.
So, directly beneath the Dalek command ship, and as close as we can get without actually breaking through the seabed?
Yes.
Close enough for a low-level transmission, then.
one that won't be detected by your Gardesan friends?
Yes.
I thought as much.
There's no response, my chieftain.
No response? From Glortz?
Yes, my chieftain.
Try again.
We've already tried repeatedly.
Try the comms link in the shaft dormitory section and report back.
Now then, let's see if they've been paying attention. Hello, it's the Master.
Report!
I've located my TARDIS.
Bring it to us immediately!
Unfortunately, for all of us, it's damaged, leaking temporal energy like a sieve.
Still no response, my chieftain.
Send two Braves to the shaft dormitory section. Meet me there. I'm on my way now.
Bring your TARDIS to us as agreed, or the immediate destruction of Gardezzon will be ordered.
If you attempt to destroy this planet with a time-damaged TARDIS on it, you'll tear a hole in reality that will suck the entire universe into oblivion. Is that what you want? That I repair my TARDIS, obviously. Once I've done that, I'll bring it to you.
We will be monitoring you. If you attempt to betray us, we will destroy...
Oh, please, don't get yourself into a lather. I've told you, I'm loyal to the Daleks now. I want to crush the Time Lords and the Doctor as much as you do. We're natural allies. Relax.
No sign of Glortz.
No. Open all the doors.
No one here, my chieftain.
Where the hell have they gone? Arm your weapons. I smell treachery here.
Ah, there you are, my chieftain.
Doctor, where...
Oh, were you worried about me? How very kind.
Glortz, what's been going on?
The doctor couldn't sleep. He wanted to see more of our seabed operations.
Did he?
Yes, Glortz took me to the power center. Fascinating, ingenious. You must be so proud.
Glortz, you should have contacted me.
I am sorry, my chieftain. I should be punished.
No, I won't hear of it. I was most insistent. I told Glortz it would aid my concentration, and it did. What's the matter, Niels? I sense an air of urgency about you.
Something's happened in Osen's lab.
Oh? What exactly?
I don't know, but she says she needs you now.
Oh, well then, lead the way, my chieftain, lead the way!
Order all Daleks beneath the Viscoid to advance on the Gardezzon seabed base immediately!
I obey. Begin the attack as ordered.
Prepare to extract the Master and his TARDIS via transmat beam.
Ranger scope tracking at maximum power.
His heartbeat will lead us to his TARDIS. The moment we lock onto his craft's time signature, the transmat will be activated. We cannot trust the Master to honor his promise of loyalty. All Time Lords are the enemy of the Daleks.
Ah, oh, Doctor, come here, quickly.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that sounds like trouble.
A Dalek attack. Sonar chamber, report.
More Daleks than we've ever seen before.
Why now?
They're moving in on all our positions.
Oh, dear me, they are getting twitchy, aren't they?
What? Look, I must go to the sonar chamber to command our defense.
Absolutely.
I'll leave these two Braves for your protection.
Yeah, well, how nice. So, Osen, what appears to be the problem?
I've detected...
Whatever it is, Osen, get that thing working as soon as possible. We may not have much longer. Guard them well, at all costs.
My chieftain.
So, what exactly have you detected, Osen?
Time distortion. Look, my hand.
You're nasty. Premature aging. And where?
In a field around the object. Very close, but growing in size and power. Have you remembered what this thing is yet?
Well?
Well, in a way.
Doctor, just spit it out, will you? We're running out of time.
I believe that it is some sort of ancient Time Lord device.
Well, if it's made by your own people, surely you know how to...
It's actually some sort of, time transmitter.
Ah, Glortz, there you are.
My chieftain, I must beg forgiveness for my lapse.
No time for that now, old friend. We need your strategic genius and fighting spirit to save us from this attack.
Of course, my chieftain.
Glortz, are you well?
My mind.
Your mind? What?
I am well, my chieftain. I must do my duty.
Glortz. They're attacking from the Lissaru Trench. We thought they couldn't get in that way.
It is weakly defended. I will lead my personal guard there immediately.
Then go, and may luck be with you.
What the hell are they playing at?
What's that?
Nothing.
Never mind. Look, these readings... That time distortion field is definitely advancing, and the rate is speeding up. See?
Yes, yes. Well, I think we might be able to do something about that.
How?
And I think our guards here can help us.
TARDIS detected! Lock transmit beam on switch immediately! Retrieve the master's TARDIS!
I obey! Negative response.
Explain!
Temporal energy leakage detected. It is interfering with transmit beam lock.
Compensate! Overcome interference immediately!
I obey! Negative response. Temporal energy leakage increasing.
Increase power to transmit beam. Order Dalek attack force to penetrate Goddesm defenses immediately. If the transmit proves inoperable, we will take the TARDIS by force.
Multiple contacts closing on all positions, my chieftain. Seabed breaches reported.
Glortz, you're hurt.
It is nothing, my chieftain. But I have to report our braves are being driven back at the Lissaru Trench airlock. The Daleks have breached the base. Casualties are high.
Can you hold them?
They are unstoppable.
Glortz, you must give us as much time as you can.
Then the only strategy is to begin flooding the base by sections. Beneath the Viscoid, we have the advantage over the Daleks. We can start here. At the Gelsor intersection.
Do it. Osen. Osen, do you hear me?
Osen, you must launch that device at all costs.
Just give us some time, Nias.
We don't have time, Osen. We're flooding the base.
Flooding the...
But we have no choice.
Understood. The Doctor thinks he knows a way of shorting out the time distortion. Once we've done that, he says we'll be able to open the device and set its power source to a controlled overload.
As fast as you can, Osen. Don't let us down, Doctor.
I will do my utmost, Nias.
That voice.
Glortz, what is it?
I remember.
It's the Doctor's voice. What of it?
No.
No? What do you mean?
I remember he did something to my mind. Made me obey.
Obey?
I am the master and you will obey me.
Glortz, I don't understand. And we haven't got time.
He said he was the master and he made radio contact with the Daleks. Well,
you mean he betrayed us?
Yes, my chieftain. He is not the Doctor. He is our enemy.
Then I must warn Osen. Begin the flooding.
Power supply failing.
They must have hit the generator plug. We're losing power to the lights. I think the comms are out too.
Never mind that. Now, you two braves, do as I say. Approach the device with your weapons outstretched. When you reach the optimum position, I'll let you know.
Then what do they do?
At that point, you must discharge your weapons, but only when I say. Keep going. Keep going. That's it. That's it. And...
they're about to reach the edge of the time distortion.
Yes, I know, I know. But timing is the essence of this trick.
Oh, dear.
What happened to them?
I think I got the timing a little wrong.
Were they aged to death?
Yeah, something like that, probably, yes. Turned to dust, poor fellows. Ah, well, still, it did the trick. The temporal field has dissipated. Now, let's get this thing open.
Wait a minute. That's Nias trying to get through.
Well, never mind, never mind.
I think she was trying to tell us something.
Yeah, probably nothing important.
Alert! The Master has now been detected at the same coordinates as his TARDIS.
Increase transmit power!
Damn. It's no good. The comms are down.
I will take some Braves to the laboratory and...
Lords, we need you and your Braves to hold off the Daleks. I will go to the laboratory myself.
Wait a minute. Stop!
I beg your pardon?
You've got a key to that thing.
Yes. Don't you want to see inside?
Time distortion still rendering transmat inoperable.
But my chieftain, it is not safe for you to go alone when Daleks are breaking in.
Take
throughout
command,
the...
Take lords. You are the finest warrior I have ever known. If anyone can help us prevail against the Daleks, it is you.
But my chieftain...
Take command, Glortz. I order it. Supervise the flooding. I'll go to Osen and kill this traitor.
There. What do you think of that, Osen?
It's incredible. It's huge in there. Yeah,
dimensional transcendentalism. A little bit of good old Time Lord magic. Now then.
Stop. Don't move.
My dear Olsen, there's no need for weapons.
Isn't there? I don't trust you.
He's a traitor. No.
The Guardians are flooding their base. Transmat lock on TARDIS is still not possible.
Withdraw main Dalek attack force. Prepare an assault squad with transmat signal enhancement units.
Don't be ridiculous, Olsen.
Nias was trying to warn me, and you had a key to that thing.
Oh, well, if that's all that's what are you...
Tell me the truth! And don't even think about stepping inside that thing, or I'll shoot!
Well, if you want your people to perish and the Daleks to win, by all means, go ahead and shoot me.
I thought I heard Nias say the word betrayed.
You imagined it.
But if I didn't, and you were about to betray us, then I'd be a fool not to kill you where you stand, wouldn't I? So... tell me the truth about this device, now!
Well, the truth is that I thought it was a transmitter, but actually, it turns out that it's... well, it's actually a space-time traveling machine. It's called a TARDIS.
TARDIS? Yeah, I've heard that word.
So, the good news is we can certainly go ahead with our plan to destroy the Dalek command ship. But we have to be inside this TARDIS when it's propelled through the tunnel. At the moment of impact, I can dematerialize it, discharging a large enough amount of temporal energy to blow the Daleks to atoms.
Nias! You're bleeding!
Kill him, Osen. He's betrayed us to the Daleks.
That isn't true.
Are you sure, Nias?
Yes. He isn't even the doctor.
Ah,
Who is he?
Someone who calls himself the Master.
The Master? Who's the Master?
Oh, really?
He hypnotized Glorse to forget he was in radio contact with the Daleks.
He? You mean the Doctor? This Master is working for the Daleks?
No. You've got it all wrong. I've been tricking the Daleks, not working for them.
What do you mean? Is that true?
I think so. Can you hear me?
It's Glorse. Glorse, what is it? Glorse!
Stop plotting! It's working! The Daleks are retreating!
Oh, dear, that isn't good.
So says the traitor. Kill him, Ozan.
And lose your only chance of victory, please. I meant that the Daleks never retreat. They must be up to something.
Like what?
Like that. They're transmatting in.
What are you doing, Ozan? Setting the controls to launch this TARDIS up the shaft.
What? I don't understand.
No, they're having trouble getting through.
Why?
Does it matter? We've got to get into...
You want to live? It does.
Oh, well, temporal leakage from my TARDIS must be interfering, which is certainly why they didn't just pluck me out of here earlier.
So they were tracking you, and you knew it.
Does that matter now? We've got to get into my TARDIS and launch it before... Well done. You made it. Now, how long until we launch?
Very soon.
The Master has escaped into his TARDIS. Firepower ineffective against TARDIS outer shell.
Attach transmat enhancement units to his TARDIS to inhibit dematerialization.
Computer scan indicates rocket boosters attached to TARDIS. Countdown in progress.
Attach transmat units immediately before...
Well, we seem to be on our way, don't we?
So, whose side are you really on?
Mine. Now, if you could just button it for a moment and stop distracting me, I might just have enough time to stop this ancient, wounded machine from blowing up in our faces.
Dalek assault squad destroyed by rocket engine blast. Ranger scopes tracking TARDIS moving at speed through shaft beneath seabed. Direction of travel! Tracking.
There. That should do it.
Do what exactly? Answer me.
My dear Ozan, this TARDIS spiraled back in time and crash-landed in your wretched seabed hundreds of years ago. So I think I've done rather well getting it back into some sort of working order. I deserve a round of applause, not a gun in my face.
TARDIS is leaking temporal energy and is heading directly towards this command ship.
Initiate emergency takeoff immediately!
Time to impact. Any second now. So, will you let me just get on with dematerializing the TARDIS?
Step away from the controls! Step away!
Are you insane?
I don't trust you. The only important thing is that we slam into that Dalek ship and destroy it. Nothing else matters.
Not even Kaya, your son?
What?
I guarantee I can dematerialize the TARDIS and discharge enough temporal energy to destroy the Daleks. I guarantee it!
Why should I believe you?
Would you want to die and defeat the Daleks, or defeat the Daleks and live? Be a mother to your son, He'll need a mother to care for him as Galdezza is rebuilt after the Dalek occupation is over. Well, Ozan?
Do it.
Betrayed us! He must be exterminated!
And there we go.
Did you do it?
Of course. I'm dismayed you ever doubted me. We destroyed the Dalek command ship. Your pathetic world is saved.
Pathetic.
And you needn't point that gun at me anymore.
I think that's up to me.
Oh, well, fire if you like. It won't work. I've restored all the onboard defense measures, and that includes something that stops the discharge of weapons. Go on, I dare you, try it.
Very clever.
You really wanted to kill me, didn't you?
No, but you were the one who dared me. What are you doing now?
Making sure all that bad temporal energy has been expelled. Oh, dear.
Why did you pretend to be the doctor?
I'm all too well aware of the doctor's insipid reputation as a do-gooder. I thought it might make it easier for you to trust me.
It did.
Yes, I must admit that I'm slightly irked that you'd never heard of me, though.
Were you working for the Daleks?
Only as a means to an end. I wanted to retrieve my TARDIS. They gave me the means to discover that it was on Cardeza. Then they deposited me here in that capsule. Just in the right place for your people to find me.
But you're always going to betray them?
If I possibly could, yes. Why?
So, what's the difference between you and the Doctor? He would have helped us, wouldn't he?
Oh, certainly, yes.
And you helped us, so aren't you just essentially the same?
No. I have none of his delusions of self-importance. I'm a realist. I see the cosmos as it really is.
And what's that?
A festering pit of self-interest. Currently ripping itself apart in a fruitless war. Rich pickings for one with the intelligence to exploit it.
Will you take me back to Gardeza?
Did I hear a please?
Please? What's that?
That's interesting. It's an emergency recall.
Recall?
To Gallifrey, my home planet. And do you know, I think I might just respond to it. They must be desperate indeed. Unfortunately for you, my dear, you can't come with me. Lesser species are forbidden on Gallifrey.
So you'll take me home?
I shall certainly send you on your way. All we need to do is activate, that control on the console there. Would you do the honors?
This one?
Please. Yes, that's the one. Well done. It's releasing the last bit of that nasty bad temporal energy choking up the systems. It should be finished in a moment. I really am much obliged to you. He's going to be an orphan now. Poor little chap. So, I wonder what exactly my dear old chums on Gallifrey want of me. Let's find out, shall we?